online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A man's been charged with attempted murder after a car drove into a nightclub in Gravesend, injuring at least 13 people. It happened at Blake's on Queen Street on Saturday night. Richie Bunger was there at the time and says it's a miracle no one was killed.
The club, like, was so packed. Like, you couldn't even move to get to the bar. It was so packed. The whole venue was... every room was just crammed.
21-year-old Mohammed Abdul from Macmillan Street in London is due in court later. It's understood he'd been asked to leave the club earlier in the evening.
KM FM News.
Most of the draft treaty surrounding Brexit has now been agreed, but the EU's chief Brexit negotiator says we're not at the end of the road. Michel Barnier says they've reached a deal on citizens' rights and a financial settlement, but issues remain over the Irish border. 200 extra police officers are going to be recruited in Kent after it was confirmed we'll all pay a bit more council tax to fund them. The biggest campaign in the force's history is getting underway today to hire the new recruits. It'll see the number of officers in the county reach their highest level since 2012.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
European Union foreign ministers have offered their unqualified solidarity to the UK after the nerve agent attack on a former spy in Salisbury. The Russian president's calling claims about Moscow's involvement nonsense. But before the meeting in Brussels, Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson had this to say.
What people can see is that this is a classic Russian strategy of trying to conceal the needle of truth in a haystack of lies and obfuscation.
Meanwhile, international chemical weapons inspectors have arrived in the UK to independently examine the nerve agent attack. Police say a threatening email's been sent to a number of Kent schools, as well as others across the country. The message, which went out to several head teachers this morning, is being treated as a hoax, and investigation's underway. A 28-year-old woman's in a London hospital with serious injuries after the car she was in left a road near Ashford and ended up in a field following a crash. It came off the A228 at Bethersden on Saturday evening. A 66-year-old man who was driving the other vehicle was arrested on suspicion of causing serious injury through dangerous driving and being over the alcohol limit. He's since been released pending further inquiries. A man's due in court later following an assault in Ramsgate, which left a man with a serious head injury. The victim, who's in his 20s, was attacked in the High Street in the early hours of Saturday morning. He remains in a serious condition in a London hospital. 24-year-old Liam Bayliss, who doesn't have a permanent address, has been charged with GBH with intent. The regulators recommending the amount people can stake on certain gaming machines should be cut. The Gambling Commission wants the maximum bet for fixed odds betting terminals to be £2. It's something Medway councillor Vince Maple's been campaigning for. Last year, figures revealed gamblers in Kent lost more than £35 million on the machines in 2016.
There are huge amounts of these machines available across our communities, and many residents, even those perhaps who have never gambled on them themselves, might know a friend or a relative who have had their lives blighted by these machines.
Non-slot games, including roulette, could have a limit of £30. A former hospital site in Kent looks set to be turned into homes after being bought for more than £2 million. The building on Bath Street in Gravesend, which is also known as M Block, has been empty since 2006. It's got planning approval to be converted into 80 properties, along with community facilities, and funds from the sale will be reinvested in the NHS. And there's another weather warning in place for ice across Kent later. A yellow alert's been issued from 7 tonight, with forecasters urging us to take care on roads and paths that haven't been gritted, as they could become very slippery. The conditions are expected to continue until 9 tomorrow morning.
Sport. With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Kent's triple winter Paralympic medalist Millie Knight is heading back home from South Korea. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
The visually impaired skier from Canterbury won two silvers and a bronze at the Games with guide Brett Wilde. Great Britain hit their medal target of 7, including a gold on the final day. Ice hockey, and the season's over for Kent's Invicta Dynamos. They lost 7-1 to Basingstoke Bison in the second leg of their playoff at the ice rink in Gillingham last night, and 13-1 on aggregate. aggregate. It's been a disappointing campaign for the Moes, but they vowed to come back bigger and better. And in tennis, Roger Federer's 17-match winning streak's finally been ended by Juan Martin Del Potro. The world number one lost in three sets to the Argentine in the final at Indian Wells.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.